What price can you put on time with the ones you love and those little critters? Well, according to one calculation, £2.3 billion a day. So are bank holidays a luxury we can afford?
It's worth it.
Morale, motivation, all
yeah,
those sorts
morale.
Of things?
Yeah, morale. I think motivation, definitely, yeah.
I think we need to enjoy ourselves in times of austerity. We need to spend our disposable income. We deserve it.
At the moment, I suppose we need to get people back into work. That's the way I see it. And then when things are back on an even keel, maybe we can get back on board and, you know, have a few extra days off.
All the extra money spent on treats is good for some businesses.
They account for 80 or 90% of our trade throughout the year, along with the weekends and the holidays.
And if there were fewer?
If there were fewer, our business would inevitably suffer.
But the impact of closed factories and offices outweighs the benefits. The extra bank holiday for the royal wedding was blamed in part for growth of just 0.1% in the second quarter of last year. The bounce back in Q3 was attributed to workers making up for lost time, but there's a warning that another extra bank holiday for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee will contribute to another economic slowdown.
We should be prepared to spread the bank holidays a little bit more evenly over the year. We have Easter, a May Day bank holiday, and then an end May bank holiday, all coming very close together. And I think the May Day bank holiday probably isn't necessary.
It has to be said that Britain has fewer bank holidays than most of our European neighbours, but more than the United States.
Well, no one likes a killjoy, but the researchers behind this report say that cancelling the 8 bank holidays we enjoy most years would add 1.3% to economic growth. That in itself is far bigger than the 0.8% that the government expects the economy to grow this year.
We take bank holidays for granted, many would say rightly so, but sometimes the best things in life are anything but free. Tighe Enright, Sky News.